Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 16th, 2023. It's 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Right now, joining us, our good friend, Danita Carlson. Danita is with us, representing the Alex C. Dove Foundation, and we're going to talk about the Dove's Nest fundraiser. Danita, good morning.
Good morning.
How have you been?
I've been good. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, it's always good to talk with you. Always good to have you with us, especially in studio. It's nice. And especially talking about an organization like this. I appreciate so much what the Alex C. Dove Foundation does. I feel a little close to this one, a little personal to this one. We get to talk to a lot of great organizations and nonprofits. We don't have many where we were talking to them as they were just coming up with this idea and helping promote this idea. I can remember, you know, for some years ago or whatever, when we were first talking about this, and it was one of the first shows where I was doing Morning Magazine. I was doing the morning show by myself and had so much on my plate and was worrying about so many other things. And they come in to talk about this, and immediately you are the perspective you have of like, okay, I think I have a lot on my plate. I think I have a lot going on. They come in and give me some perspective and an idea of what that really is to have a lot on your plate, what it really is to have something going on.
Were you able to talk to Alex? Was Alex here?
No.
Was it the Dove family?
It was just the Dove family. Yeah. It was the Dove family, not just. Yeah. It was the Dove family. What I came from that with is a lesson that I continue to touch on to this day about what people can do with tragedy. Mm-hmm. And how the human spirit, there is nothing stronger in the universe than it. Yeah. And they're proof of it. The Dove family is proof of it. This event is proof of it. That what they have accomplished with this is just remarkable. And I think we, not on purpose necessarily all the time, but I think because life happens so fast and we have so much going on, we randomize things sometimes. It's not new to us to hear of people who have come through tragedy and turning into something beautiful. But it should never be like, made normalized. It shouldn't be something that we just kind of like take lightly. And this is one of those events that is not only fun and awesome, but it does such a good thing for families. And it's such an amazing group of people. If you don't mind, Danita, I'd like to kind of start with the organization itself and then get into the fundraiser.
Sure. First of all, the Alex C. Dove Foundation offers those struggling with a life-threatening illness a free place to rest and relax. And so if you're wondering what in the world we're talking about, that's what the Alex C. Dove Foundation does, and specifically Dove's Nest, which is located on Lake Camelot. So how this started was, we mentioned Alex earlier, and in 2016 at age 21, Alex Dove was diagnosed with grade 4 glioblastoma brain cancer. And so after he was diagnosed, he went through, you know, all the treatments, and what he found for rest and relaxation was going up north to his grandparents' cabin. And he just felt that was a time to connect with his family and to forget about all that was going on with him and with his health. And so he, at that time, really felt like other people should have the same thing. And so he and his father and mom had started working with Encourage Community Foundation to start a foundation, the mm-hmm. Alex C. Dove Foundation. And the purpose of that, again, is to offer rest and respite to those who have a life-threatening illness, not only them, but their families. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, Alex did pass away in 2019 and did not get to see the purchase of the home on Lake Camelot, which is called Dove's Nest. And in August of 2019, they were able to purchase a cabin, and that cabin now has been used the last few years to offer that rest and respite for families who are struggling. And I started, I actually knew the Dove family. They lived next to us years ago, and we were donors and volunteers for the foundation, and last summer had asked if I would come on as their operations director. And so I've been helping them out trying to promote what Dove's Nest does and what it offers to people. And so I'm just excited that you ask me to come and be here.
Yeah, I can tell that this is it matters to you too. It's a job, but it's not just a job. There's more to it than that. And which, you know, talking with you with other organizations, I can tell that that's a theme for you at Danita.
Yeah,
that's something that's in your blood there.
It is. I love helping people, and I have experienced the loss of family members and friends, mostly through cancer. And one of my very best friends was just diagnosed with breast cancer last week. And so I really feel like this is something that touches everyone. And I'm hoping that everybody that hears this will take this information and share it with somebody that they love. And we really... And part of it was a pandemic had a slow start to people staying at the cabin.
Yeah.
So we really want that cabin to be full nearly every week out of the year.
Yeah.
It is located, like I said earlier, on Lake Camelot, and a lot of people think summertime. And there is a pontoon boat there, there are kayaks there are paddle boards there, things to enjoy on the lake. But when you're really looking for that rest, that respite, you can go there and stay anytime throughout the year. And you're able to stay up to six nights, 7 days, and so it gives you that time you need to just rest and relax and, again, just forget about maybe some of the treatments that are going on or your health condition maybe. So what we found with families is the constant comment of making memories.
I like that.
Yeah.
First off, I like 99% of the audience out there, I've been affected by cancer too. We lost my grandmother to breast cancer, and my condolences, my thoughts with your friend. I appreciate you sharing that. One of the things that we are going to come back to time and time again in this conversation is what we do with these moments and how we react, how we respond to them as human beings. And part of that, the importance of that is raising awareness for an event like this or any of these kind of causes. But part of that that raising that we do is not just awareness, but also funds. When it comes to an event like the event that we're going to talk about here and everything, this is a fun event. It's a great event for the community. I mean, You had us at Lake Camelot. It's one of my favorite places in the world. You know, that alone, let alone all these cool activities that Danita and I are going to get into. But I don't want it ever to be lost on people that every penny that is spent on this stuff goes right into this foundation and helps these families and these be able to have these moments, be able to make those memories. Before we get into the event, Danita, I did have just a couple of quick questions. One, I don't like putting you on the spot, but do we know how many families have been able to use the Dove's Nest yet?
Yes. Like I said, we got a little bit of a slow start because it opened in 2019, and then in 2020, the pandemic hit. And unfortunately, they were only able to serve one family at that time.
Yeah.
And then in 2021, five families were able to use it. And then in 2022, we had 10 families.
Nice.
And like I said earlier, we would love, so that's only 10 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
And we would love for the cabin to be filled nearly every week out of the year. And so there's a lot of space for people to come, a lot of openings for families to come. The application process is very simple, very, very simple. I don't know if it could get much simpler. And people can go to our website, which is the alexcdovefoundation.org, and they can find our application on there and download it, and you just fill it out with your name, the dates where you would like to come. There's a first, second, and third option, but we do have a calendar that I keep up to date. It's almost up to the minute.
Yeah.
As far as what dates are open. And so you can look on that calendar, pick a first, second, and third option for the weeks that you want to come, fill the application out with who would stay there. There are eight beds at the cabin, so it can be up to eight people that can come stay with you. And then I don't know if maybe this is the part that slows it down a little bit, you have to have your doctor sign that you do have a life-threatening illness.
Yeah.
And then all you do is drop it in the mail to 928 Sussex Court. That's the location of the cabin and where we pick up the mail. And that's in Nakusa, and zip 54457, and drop it in the mail. And then I pick up the mail and I just simply call you and tell you that you're approved and tell you which dates you can come. So the application process, I know some people think that maybe we look through them and see who's the best candidate. That's not the fact or how it goes.
Yeah.
We get the application and we give you a call and just tell you which dates you're approved for. So,
Danita and I have done this a couple of times together. It is kind of funny. We were joking in our pregame how much we're on the same page with this, because that was one of the things I wanted to ask was the application process. And part of the reason that question came to me was the website. First off, an amazing website. This website for that Danita gave you there, and again, it's the alexdovefoundation.org. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to check it out, even if you are not somebody that might use this facility or anything like that. It's a beautiful cabin. You get a little tour of the cabin, which is just kind of cool to see, and I think it brings it a little more home to people of like why this is so important and why they have this and the families that are able to use this. And just there's not pictures of families using the cabin. It's just a cabin itself, but as soon as I pulled it up this week and it was, you know, prepping for the interview, I immediately saw families in there in my own head with my imagination, seeing people being able to use this place and having something that they may not have otherwise.
If you want to see the faces of the families, you can on our brochures. There's some of the faces of the families, which is on our website also. And when with the website, don't forget the C in between Alex and Dove. So it's Alex C. Dove Foundation. .org. I know sometimes people forget that. And you can also see faces on our Facebook page. So what we do ask the family, if we can take a picture of them in front of the cabin, and then we do post that on Facebook when families are staying, if they're okay with that. Some families want their privacy. Some are just excited to help us promote the cabin.
As far as going back to the application process, if you weren't able to take notes with some of the things Danita might have been saying there or anything, I really like the feature you have on there about directions to help to not only to the cabin, but to help people with the process and everything. Like, she wasn't kidding. I mean, it could not make it easier as far as the application process goes. And I think that there's a lot for that to be said for that, not only to be making use of the cabin, but just to people are in these are people coming to you in a tough situation. Making that easy, I think, only helps to not only get in there and use the cabin, but in the process.
Right. So can I say one more thing about
Absolutely.
The cabin?
Yeah, yeah.
We do have, it is wheelchair accessible. Hmm. So I know that was one of the first things that they had done was put the ramp in. And then a couple years ago, the one bathroom was made wheelchair accessible, and there is one bedroom with a queen-size bed on the main floor. And so if that is a concern to anyone that maybe they couldn't get in the cabin or whatever, it is wheelchair accessible, and the house is just, the layout is so nice that it would be just great for anyone who may be in a wheelchair or need.
Yeah. We're going to be able to help some families be able to use that facility and have those make those memories and everything. We're going to do this Saturday, May 20th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., baby. Like, it is going to go all-day event, and it has to be an all-day event, not only because it's such a great cause, but all this great stuff you guys have going on with this event. I want to start off with the entertainment. Let's talk about some of the entertainment that people are going to be able to enjoy at this event. Again, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. over at Camelot on the Lake.
Right. We have a DJ starting at 11 a.m. and goes till 3 p.m. And then we have another band that will follow at from 3 to 6. And then another band, Genesee Depot, will be 7 to 10 p.m. So the whole time you're there, you will have music and be able to enjoy that music.
Nice variety of music, too, which you need that collection. You need that nice group of that different variety of it.
Right, right. And you actually have the flyer. What is the second band?
The second band, Shane Kronberger Band. The Shane Kronberger Band is going to be from 3 to 6, and the Genesis Depot Band is going to be from 7 to 10. Yep. Two great bands we've heard a lot of, and you're going to have a great collection to start this off of DJ music, too. So, again, great music throughout the day, nice variety of it, too. And activities. I hope we have enough time to cover these activities. There is something literally for everybody.
Yeah, there is. Well, I'm going to talk about the food first.
right on. Sure.
I'm a foodie.
Right on. Good on you.
Definitely the brats and burgers, pizza, mm-hmm. funnel cakes. There's going to be a barbecue shack there. The Bloody Mary Bar, which mm-hmm. they've done in the winter. They'll have that again at this event. And, of course, soda, beer, and other drinks are available there. And for the activities, we are having raffles, 10 to 2. There is face painting, there's the spot game, and I have been told that the spot game is very popular.
Yeah.
I don't know what the spot game is.
I don't either. I want to learn, though. I want to find out. I'm looking forward to finding out. Yeah.
And then there's a beanbag tournament that starts at noon, and it's $20 per team. And I don't want to skip over, we are offering cabin tours also.
Yeah.
And so if you are really interested in seeing the cabin and you're able to come out on Saturday, that would be a great time for you to actually walk through the cabin and see pictures. Again, like we were saying earlier, you can go on the website and see pictures, and there is a virtual tour on our website, but it's always nice and feels a little bit different just to walk through it and actually see it.
Yeah, we commonly like to put a face to the name, and this is a little similar to that, where you look at that, you take a tour, and it becomes that much more real for you. It becomes that much more, it pulls on the empathy a little bit more and helps bring awareness to this.
Absolutely. Over the weekend, we had a group of volunteers that were out working on the house and just sprucing it up a little bit. After the winter, I think everybody's out working on their yards
yeah.
and cleaned the screens mm-hmm. and had finished a few projects in the cabin. And so we like to keep it beautiful for those who come into the home. And we would love for everyone to see the home if you're able.
There's never a bad time of year to be in Camelot on the lake. As somebody who spent a couple of seasons out there and everything, it doesn't matter if it's spring or fall or winter, but summer out there is just a different animal. It's a different kind of beauty that's out there. Being able to take in an event like this with a location like this, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you add on the fact that the proceeds are going into the organization. The proceeds
right.
are going to help out future families in that. There's so much great stuff going on. We love raffles. We love beanbag tournaments. These are things that we love in this area quite a bit. That's all really good. The food, I'm with you on the food. Great stuff. We've got all the hits. We've got the cheese curds. We've got the taco truck. We've got the Bloody Mary bar, all these things. This is all really great, Danita. But another thing that I think of, too, at these events, and I know hearing from listeners, hearing from members coming in that people are missing is those organic opportunities, those chances. Hey, Fred, I haven't seen you in a while. Well, how's it going? You know, just running
yeah.
into neighbors, running into friends and family and people that we don't get to see all the time, having an opportunity to do that. These events, while great for all the things that Danita and I have covered, it's that organic stuff that happens, too, that I think that is so key to Midwest life. Key to that we, I don't think that we're necessarily that we've lost, but that we're missing after the pandemic, and we're still trying to get back a little bit.
Yeah, and it is outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, nicely done.
You're good at this. If you're still a little bit weird about being around people, it is outdoors. And again, out on Lake Camelot, it's a beautiful place just to go and connect with others and support the foundation. And I live out in Rome, and I always say I love the sights, I love the smells, and I love the sounds of Rome because there's just always something going on. There's families laughing, there's campfires that you smell the cooking, and it's beautiful. It is beautiful being out in Rome. And so, yes, definitely check us out. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up is that we are a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so you've brought up many times that this is supporting the cabin and the foundation. But I always talk about sharing your time, talent, and treasure. So it's not only about sharing financially, it's about sharing your time. And we need volunteers. And before I came, I thought I was going to be late because I was working on the volunteer schedule for cleaning.
Nice.
And so there are day-to-day things that need to be done at the cabin that we need help with. I mentioned earlier about the group that came last weekend to do some projects. There's lawn mowing. There's like I said, cleaning of the cabin after guests leave. And I'm trying to put together a team of volunteers that would be able to help out. Right now, throughout the summer, we are having some quick turnovers where people have to leave. It's just like an Airbnb where you have to leave at 11 and then somebody else might come at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We do have that happening with families. And so I do need not just one cleaner there, but probably a few cleaners. And so if you are interested in helping with the cabin in any way, please give me a call at 715-570-2283, or you can go on our website and there's a way to connect with us. You can contact us there, or you can just simply email at alexcdovefoundation@gmail.com. We try to make it easy with... You type in that Alex C. Dove Foundation, and that'll get you somewhere.
You're gonna be able to find your direction. Real quick, before we wrap up, Danita, I just had to show you my notes. My last note was volunteering. The last note I had, I was going to bring up, was volunteering. We're just on the same page.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, definitely.
So we've got our fundraiser coming this weekend, and mark your calendars. Mm. This is going to be the first annual. We're having a concert on Friday, August 4th, and Art Stevenson and Stillwater are coming, and
nice.
They will be at the brand new Bandshell in Rome.
Oh, cool.
And so we're looking forward to that, so mark your calendars for that. Another great opportunity to support the Alex C. Dove Foundation.
Oh, it's not just Saturday, it's Friday and Saturday you're going to be able to support the organization. That is really cool. It is going to be rocking in Rome. It is going to be nice. That's fun. Join us for the Dove's Nest 4th Annual Fundraiser this Saturday from 10 to 10 at Camelot on the Lake. It's going to be a really good event. It's going to be a fun event. We're going to be able to raise a lot of awareness and funds for a great organization, a great group of people. Again, the alexcdovefoundation.org is the website, alexcdovefoundation.org. Danita, is that the best way to get in touch with you if people do want to volunteer or donate to the cause, going to the website?
Yeah, they can certainly call me too, 715-570-2283. And if you couldn't write that quick, my phone number is on the website also. And so you can certainly connect with us either way.
And encourage people to go to Facebook and like their Facebook page as well. You can just type in their search bar, ACD Foundation, ACD Foundation. It should be able to find it and like the page. Always good to talk to you, Danita. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more Morning Magazine right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.